1, 2, a world of 2, 3, 4. The Detroit Crack House. I have the Detroit Crack House. Come to the Detroit Crack House. Come to the Detroit Crack House. Come to the Detroit Crack House. We'll play some rock and roll.
Hello and welcome to Detroit Crack House. My name is Chris Schneider, and this is my podcast. It's going to be all about what it's like to live here in Detroit, what it's like to live in a crack house, and what it takes to fix it up, live in this neighborhood, and survive. I'm not a great candidate for this because I grew up in Nebraska. What do I know about urban life? But I will tell you this. I love it. I've always been for the underdog, and Detroit is the underdog city. I bought this house actually about a year ago from the federal government, who repossessed it from some crackheads who had freebased on the second floor and caught the place on fire. Fortunately, the insurance companies came in and fixed a lot of it up, but crackhead still managed to come back in, strip it clean of everything, leave it nice and barren for me to buy on the cheap. This isn't the first time I bought an undervalued house. I actually bought my first house for $5,000 in western Nebraska in a town of 426 people. But this is the first time I bought a house in an urban neighborhood where my neighbors don't speak English. My neighbor to my left is Polish. My neighbor to my right is Bengali. And that's what I love about this. When I first moved here, the Polish woman across the street came to me, grabbed my hand, and very sincerely said, and I'm going to do this in my best old woman Polish accent, "God bless you. God bless you." You know, I knew I was home. It's such a feeling of a neighborhood and a community here. And that's what I like about it. Forget about the murders, the fact that prostitutes have been breaking into garages lately, the fact that there's an abandoned hospital a block away that has been broken into, and that's the new crackhead haven. Still, there's a lot of great things about it. Perhaps the best thing about owning a crack house is it doesn't really matter what you do to it. I can paint the walls orange, which I have. I can hang fuzzy curtains, which I have. I can really, you know, I don't have to worry about making things perfect or beautiful. And I can be a little bit more creative. Certainly more creative than what this guy could do with his posh suburban home. It's not all roses, though. The reason I'm talking like this right now is actually, my house has poisoned me, and I'm still trying to recover. In the coming weeks, I'm going to talk to you about what it took to buy this house and how I overcame the profound smell. Until then, this is Chris Schneider. Thanks.
1, 2, 3, 4, the Detroit Crack House. The Detroit Crack House. I have the Detroit Crack House. Crack house, the Detroit crack house, the Detroit crack house.